Welcome to the Gathered Podcast. When we read the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 20 through 30, we enter into a scene where Jesus, after having performed miracles and exorcising demons, is accused of having received power from Beelzebul, a demon. And before we judge the Pharisees too harshly, let's take a look at what these people were seeing. A man, Jesus, was performing wonders unlike what had been seen in Judah in hundreds of years. More so, he was preaching an interpretation of the word so foreign to them that they couldn't help but attribute this to demons. In this case, Beelzebul. The Bible tells us that the people were blind to the real workings of Jesus, and so they saw what Jesus was doing as nothing short of magic inspired by demons. John chapter 12, verse 40. We know that Jesus had no dealings with Satan, other than opposing him. And Jesus says as much to the teachers of the law. But he goes a step further and utters the phrase that we see in Mark chapter 3, verse 27. From the context, it's clear that Jesus is implying that he was to oppose Satan, binding him up, before taking back the souls he had stolen. And that would be the end of the message if these words, as with all words of Jesus, didn't have a lesson for us today. Remember that when we read scripture, we must ask the Lord for guidance, so that we can see how the word speaks to us today. And so we read these words, having understood their context in scripture, with a focus on what Jesus wanted to teach here. First, we can extrapolate that the meaning of this verse is spiritual. We are, after all, speaking in a spiritual context, and so we know who the players are. Satan is the strong man. And when I say Satan, I don't mean just the accuser. I mean all the negative things that want to drown us. The thoughts from without and from within, the pressure, the sorrow. These are the strong man. Second, Jesus says that the strong man needs to be bound before we can take that which he has. So the question is, how do we bind the strong man? If we attempt to go in against the things that consume without a plan, we will be defeated. The strong man is called that for a reason. What we fight isn't something that we can defeat alone. So how do we do this seemingly impossible task? Well, we plan. We fast, we pray, we talk, we undergo therapy, we seek help. Satan is not defeated through just one of these. Yes, Christ is all sufficient, but in order to bind the strong man within and bring him to heel before Christ, we need to make concerted efforts and plans to break the habits that can drag us back away from God and from the full life that he wants us to live. In other words, this is strategizing, recognizing weak points, bolstering our defenses, and so on. For an example of this, see David and Goliath. David first prepared before facing Goliath, and God propelled that stone so that the strong man could be defeated. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 26 through 50. So too must we reflect and prepare to deal with the strong man within and without. The glorious thing is that once he is bound, once we have bound fear, sorrow, shame, guilt, anger, and hatred, we can start taking back those things that have been taken from us. When we trust in Christ and in his power, we can bind the strong man, something we can't do alone. And when we do, then we can take back the things that the strong man has held captive. Another version of this verse in Luke puts it another way. Luke chapter 11, verses 21 through 22. When someone stronger attacks a strong man, then he no longer has power. When we let Christ be our strength, we are stronger than the strong man within and without. Finally, know that this is a battle that must be fought. But when you are going up against a strong man, again, prepare and trust in Christ. And though the strong man may wound you, you will crush him beneath your feet. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Elvis, and we'll talk again soon.